Yes, that's right. You're listening to RDU 98.5. Now, I'm very lucky this morning. I have a particular Ōtautahi favourite on the line with me right now, and they're on the line with me right now because kind of at the same time they're announcing a new album and some shows. So please welcome Mel Parsons. Hi, Mel.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great too. I'm really great.
How's life? What's been going on?
Life is good. Yeah, I've kind of been, I've weirdly been enjoying the kind of shift to the cooler kind of,
Oh, have you?
You know, cooler weather. What a weirdo, eh?
Well, I see you are going to Canada, so it makes sense. That place is really cold, so maybe you're just maybe you're into cold.
When I'm going there, it's going to be July, so it'll be like 30 degrees. Yeah, it's going to be very hot, but, you know, yeah, I like Canada in the cold too.
Wow, Canada in all its modes, lovely. It's just a great place. There you go, Tourism Canada. You got a free plug there. right. Well, we're not actually talking about Canada. We're talking about a little closer to home. You're doing some shows here in Aotearoa, but that's kind of because you got a new album coming.
Yeah, I know. It's bloody exciting, actually, for me. I don't know if it's exciting for anyone else.
No, it is. It is.
It's one of those things. They're always so long in the pipeline. So I think when it finally gets, I mean, we're not even at release day yet, and it's not out till June. But getting closer to that time makes it. I don't know. It's exciting. Yeah, something to look forward to.
Oh, yeah, and I actually say that so much on the show, but that is one of the kind of biggest things I think I've learned since working here is, like, what a friggin' nightmare it is to get an album out. Like, there's a lot of hard work.
Yes, that's true. But, I mean, that's, to be honest, that's probably a great summary. It's probably not the publicist's dream summary, but it's a reality.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry.
It's totally, you're absolutely right. It is a bit of a bloody nightmare at times. So it's, but I think that for that reason, it makes it even better for artists when you finally get to that point where it's like, right, it's out in the world, off we go, you know?
So this album and album release tour is called Sabotage. What inspired, I mean, that's a powerful word, that one.
It's pretty loaded, eh?
what inspired the name?
Well, to be honest, there's a song on the record called Sabotage, so it was A to B in that sense, but Sabotage is a funny one, isn't it? And I think the biggest one for me personally is the old ye old self-sabotage. And so there's a little bit of a theme of that in that particular song, I guess. And I don't know, I like the word. I feel like it kind of means different shit to different people. And
I was just thinking about that before coming on air, is you could interpret that a few ways, but I guess that's like sort of the fun of it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's kind of similar to my kind of, ethos on the song meanings, is that I like it to be a bit ambiguous and also a bit, leave it open for people to go, to take their own, put their own meaning on it. You know, if it's all too kind of didactic and this means that and that means that, then it's it takes all the magic out.
Totally. Totally. Now, you have been added to playlists a few times recently. Offer Down and Little Sadness, two songs you put out recently. I assume these are on the album, yes?
Yeah, that's right.
Are they like a good wee taster of the album, or is there a bit of variety going on?
I think, hopefully both, but yeah, I think Off a Down's probably one of the more, upbeat kind of ones. But I think vibe wise, it's probably a good summary. We've got one more single to come out before the record, so there's another single early May. It's called Circling the City, and it's pretty kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say downbeat, because I feel like, do we still say that? I don't know.
I think we, not as much as we used to, actually. That's a very good point.
It's potentially, as a descriptor, gone out of fashion a little bit, but that was my feeling.
Right. Okay, well, we need to find a new word for you.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. So
to appeal to the youths.
Maybe I'll look to your audience. I'll look to your audience to throw some words around.
Yes, young people. What do we say now instead of downbeat?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
If you could text in 021-RDU-985. Doing a bit of marketing here. We're just needing some cool new youthy words.
You got it.
There we go. Yeah. There we go. That'll work for us, I'm sure. Yeah. Now, in your press release, it had the great wee quote from you. Playing live is nirvana to me. It's hands down my favourite part of being an artist. Oh, so beautiful. Of course, album release comes with a tour of a few shows. It's your nirvana. You must be excited.
Yeah, I know that sounds pretty a little bit cheesy, doesn't it? But it really is. It's the best thing. I love it the most is touring and playing live. So yeah, and in some ways, like we play Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch just for this part of the run. It feels like I'm like, oh God, it's not long enough, you know. But anyway, we'll start there, and those shows are going to be really fun. Back at the piano in Christchurch, which is beautiful, sounds beautiful, and hopefully it'll be. I always think at the very least it'll be fun.
That's cool. I like that.
At worst, it'll be fun. And at best, it'll be sort of very profound and transportive as well. But who knows? I can't. That's out of my hands. That part of it.
Oh, exactly. And you can't say like, average and say I had fun in the same sentence, you know, like fun is fun.
That's right.
Now, I don't think playing live is nirvana to me. I don't think that's cheesy for you to say. I think of like, you know, maybe an improv comedian said that, I'll be like okay, but you're kind of an artist. You're the one person who can get away with saying that.
True. Yeah, thank you. Thanks for that validation. Thank you.
Oh, no, it's more, occasionally you meet an artist who, like, loves playing music but doesn't love performing live, and you do get a little thrown by it. You're a bit like, okay.
Yeah. I know. Well, I mean, some people's kind of preferences, is writing, and some people are super, their favorite thing is being in the studio. And, I sort of enjoy those parts of it to varying degrees, but I find those parts really hard. And so I'm path of least resistance. The live stuff is, I don't want to say it's easy, but it's always fun. And so I guess that makes it kind of easy, whereas I have to work really hard in the studio. I have to work hard, and for writing I have to work really hard, and I'm lazy. Liam, I'm lazy, so you know.
hey, I appreciate the honesty, thank you. I guess the important thing is like, if people want to pre-save the album or just open the page and refresh it every 10 minutes between now and June 7th, where can they do that?
Just all the places, like the malparsons.com and probably your Instagrams and your Facebooks. There's links for all that. And actually for the tour, there is a, because general sale is this Friday, but there's a there's a very exclusive sign up for a pre-sale. So if you go to plusone.co.nz, all the info is there. And yeah, hopefully people come and we get to carry on the road.
Yeah, well, I'm so excited to see you play at the piano, because I've actually only, weirdly enough, seen theatre there. I've never seen, like, actual music.
It's actually, for music, it's really beautiful. They've treated it, in the early days of it, the sound was a bit weird for amplified acts, but
yeah, right.
They've sounded it, and it's just, yeah, it's really, really beautiful. I've been to a couple of, yeah, just, like, kind of sonically perfect shows there.
So it's
really nice to play in a place like that where people can sit down and be really comfortable and have really brilliant sound. I like it when people can sit down. I like to sit down at a show so that I can, I don't know, it helps me listen better. Are you a stander or a sitter?
Depends
on the music, doesn't it?
Totally, I think it does, really. But, I mean, if there's an opportunity to sit, not going to lie, I'm going to sit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm lazy. I'm putting it out there. Now, just quickly on that, are you, like, a sound nerd? I mean, I know a lot of people in the music industry really love sound on a super technical level. Are you one of those people?
Not particularly. No, not really. I mean, I know a reasonable amount about sound, but I'm not a sound tech or a sound nerd at all. I'll know immediately when something sounds bad or is just not quite right. But
it's one of those things that I appreciate people talking about it because they can talk about it in, like, a very technological way that you kind of don't expect. And it's really quite something to marvel at.
It actually is pretty, the science behind it, the sound wave, and how they move and what they bounce off and, you know, what reflects them and things.
It's actually wild.
And all the, you know, the different frequencies and how they react with different, you know, materials it's pretty fascinating. But no, my knowledge of that is fairly surface level. I'm just like, turn up the vocals, babe.
Well, you don't have to be, because you're good at making sounds. Like, you make some good sounds. Most people call them songs, but I'll call them sounds for some reason.
True.
Well, to our audience out there, the wonderful Mel Parsons has a new album coming out in June called Sabotage. There is a album release to it, and tickets go on sale for that on Friday.
Yeah, that's right. There's a sign up for the pre-sale, I guess, which starts today or tomorrow. But
And you also have one more single coming out in May as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Well, Mel, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It is always a pleasure to talk to you.
It is. Thank you, Liam.
I'm so excited for the album and the tour as well. And I hope you are. It's just going to be great. I don't even need to question that. Mel, thank you so, so much for joining me today.
Nice to chat. Have a fab day.
You too. And that was the wonderful Mel Parsons, talking about her album release tour coming up. We'll play one of her recent singles now, from Mel Parsons. This is the tune, Offer Down. Enjoy.